Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chaz McCormick just keeps on raking. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, July 25th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's talk about Chaz McCormick, who went 2-for-3 with a walk and his 13th home run. He also had a career-high 6 RBI in that game. All of a sudden, batting .282, those 13 homers, 11 steals, Scott. The quality of contact doesn't completely back it up, but your thoughts on Chaz McCormick? He's 55% rostered. Does that number need to be higher?
Maybe a little bit. I don't have a lot of faith in Chaz McCormick long-term. You mentioned the exit velocity readings aren't great. The expected stats, even worse, .237 xBA, .437 xSlug. That's about 100 points lower than his actual slug. I will note that he's been hot for a very long time now. And it's gotten his overall numbers just now to a point where we've taken notice. Last 39 games for Chaz McCormick, .323, 11 homers, 7 steals, and OPS over 1,000. While his season-long average exit velocity is 88 miles per hour, his average exit velocity during that 39-game stretch is 90 miles per hour. I don't have his expected stats during that 39-game stretch. I'd be interested in seeing what they are, if they're significantly better than the season-long ones. But McCormick's been hot enough and contributing in a wide enough variety of ways that in 5 outfielder leagues, probably need to give him a shot at this point. But again, I expect it's going to be a short-term situation.
Chaz McCormick is the most added outfielder on CBS Sports, and other names that are in that range as well: Alex Kirilloff, Sal Frelick, and Tyler O'Neill. Scott, where would Chaz McCormick rank amongst that group?
I would go Frelick, then Kirilloff, then McCormick, then O'Neill. And I think O'Neill has more upside than McCormick, but it's been a long time since he showed it, and don't really know what his playing time situation is right now.
All right, let's slide over to some starting pitcher questions that we have from Monday's action. Kent Maeda and Tarek Skubal were both awesome. On Monday, Tarek Skubal completed 5 innings for the first time this season. He had 9 strikeouts with 13 swinging strikes. And Kenta Maeda now has 8-plus strikeouts in 4 of 6 starts since returning. And during that stretch, a .248 ERA, a .109 whip, 44 strikeouts over 32 and two-thirds innings. Scott, who would you rather have rest of season, Kenta Maeda or Tarek Skubal?
So I like both a lot. It's a very close call. I think they're both under rostered right now, and I know they're rostered in more than 80% of leagues. If you're forcing me to choose between Kenta Maeda and Tarek Skubal, I think I lean Skubal. Kenta Maeda, he's older. He has an injury history. It wouldn't surprise me if something went wrong physically for him between now and the end of the season. And I know Skubal's no guarantee as far as that goes either. Coming back from elbow surgery, still building up his innings. Went five innings for the first time here. But they both look great. I mean, Skubal, big sigh of relief after his last start when it seemed like maybe the velocity was trending down and he got knocked around. Three of his four starts and coming off the IL have been awesome, and this was the longest of all of them. The two-hit, nine-strikeout effort against the Giants. Maeda, I want to point out, part of the reason I'm so excited about him is if you throw out his one start earlier this year where he gave up 10 earned runs, it was right before he landed on the IL with the triceps injury, so I think it's fair to throw it out. If you throw it out in his other nine starts, Kenta Maeda has a 2.96 ERA, 1.05 whip, 11 K per nine. Numbers very similar to the ones that earned him second place in Cy Young voting in the short 2020 season.
Yep, lots to like there with both of Tarek Skubal and Kenta Maeda. Is there anything to like with John Gray? He has been struggling big time since developing a blister back in June. Over his last seven starts, a 6.49 ERA, a 1.79 whip, less than a strikeout per inning. The walks have been an issue as well. John Gray is still 90% rostered. Scott, where does John Gray fall on the drop-o-meter? 1 to 10.
I'm going to put him at a 7.5. I don't think it's an obvious drop situation. I do think there's upside here. Obviously, he showed it earlier this season. It'd be hard to have him in your lineup right now and in shallower leagues. I could see swapping him out. I'd swap him out for either Maeda and Skubal, for instance. If you do want a very thin silver lining, it's that the whiffs have been up in his last two starts after a five-start stretch where he didn't even have double digits in any of those five starts. Those are starting to pick up for John Gray. He used his slider more in this start, a lot more actually. But until we see the other results improve, I don't think I'm anywhere closer to putting John Gray back in the lineup.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.